Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers, sisters, listeners السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة Keys of Life Today we will be discussing spouses or at least marriage Now obviously life itself this is like a self-evident topic which Talking about it really doesn't make much sense because it is just the nature of life that every human being, be it males or females, at some stage of their life, they would need to have a partner. Now we're going to talk about spouses and marriages. Now the topic of marriage, it's a self-evident topic, which doesn't require much talk from my side because it's a human nature that once we reach a certain stage, we have the need to be with a partner emotionally, physically. Now, with today's mentality and today's satanic agenda, they're trying to push the agenda that males and females don't need each other anymore. And thus we have the gender equality, gender transgender change, and identifying as wherever you want to be. As the things are getting messier, which makes a person realize to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ahadith emphasized on having a partner, be it a male and female. Life will not sustain itself if we did not get married. Humanity will cease to exist if we don't get married, males and females, because the continuation of humanity is through Adam and Eve, male and female. So it is very important that we need to re-educate people and the youth and the adults now that this is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more importantly, we need to explain to them why. Because people say, well, I'm much happier without a spouse. Why would I marry a woman or a man who's going to give me a headache, who's going to waste my life, waste my time, end up in fighting, maybe I end up in divorce, take my money, and what have you. These are all the satanic excuses that we have these days that deters people from getting married and having partners. Now, Islamically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave many encouragements, incentives to getting married. So first, Islam brought the concept to a stage or a state where he made it as something that if you get and attain, you'll get many benefits. Amongst of which, obviously, like I said, this is a very long topic, self-evident topic, so I'm not going to go into much depth. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala differentiated between a single person and a married person in terms of even their ibadah, in terms of their intellect, in terms of their mentality, and in terms of their worship. For the hadith says, one prostration of salah, like one ruk'ah of salah, it is 70 times better. If it's done by a married person, 70 times better than 70 rak'ahs of a person who is single. So that's a huge difference. For each one I do as a married person, it's equivalent to 70 of a person who has not married. So obviously married people, in terms of hasanat, they get more just by performing their daily prayers. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Prophet asked him, do you have a wife? And he says, no. And the Prophet says, everything that a mu'min does that is in terms of entertainment and whatever, it's batil, it's wrong, except for three. And one of them, he says, وَمُدَعَبَتِهِ إِمْرَأَتَهِ and having fun with his wife. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, The Keys of Life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه. چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book, مفاتیح, ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است. چه فرون نماز قصاب داره فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume, مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درختکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره. دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. So we're talking about marriage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, among the incentives that He gave to married couples, beside the fact that He increases their hasanat in every action they do, especially in terms of ibadah, which is multiplied 70 times compared to a single person, Allah uses a verse in the Quran in chapter Al-Baqarah 187. He says, "Hunna libasun lakum wa antum libasun lahun." They are a garment for you and you are a garment for them. Now, garment itself, it does a number of things, like the clothes that we wear. One, it is protection. Protects me from heat, protects me from cold. That's the first thing that garment does. Two, it conceals my faults and my mistakes. Once I wear my clothes, no one can tell what's underneath the clothes, in terms of I have a disease, if I have a deformity, if I have a disability, no one can see it. So it conceals all my mistakes, right? And also on a third level, it's a beautifying for me. It beautifies me. So the way we dress up these days and we take extra care in our dress and the colors that we wear and the designs that we wear and the labels that we wear, we beautify ourselves. So there are three things. It protects, it conceals mistakes, and it beautifies a person. Allah says marriage is the same. When a person gets married, be it males and females, this is what they do to each other. They protect one another. They conceal one another's mistakes. And also they beautify one another. So Allah says they are libas to you and you are libas to them. That's one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then He goes to say in chapter Ar-Rum, verse 21, He says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. One of His signs that He created partners for you from amongst yourselves. And why, O Allah, did you go through the trouble to do that? He says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So you might have a comfort. Second is residency, as we call it, to be technical. So all the place that you live in. When you live in your house, this is your comfort place where you feel good, you feel comfortable, you feel safe. It is your own environment that when you leave your house and you go somewhere else, you just want to come back to your home and stay in your home and, you know, enjoy your home or your house. Allah brings marriage in the same concept, that marriage is a house where you reside and you get your comfort. So it is extremely important that we need to have another look to the way marriage is supposed to be from an Islamic perspective. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past
walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.